My dear friends in Christ, this morning we have this quite long epistle of St. Paul, which is often referred to as St. Paul's brag. He's explaining his many labors, the many hardships that he endured for, first of all, for love of God, but in order to help his beloved faithful. And we have to understand that this is, of course, not just St. Paul bragging, boasting his many great works, but he is, in fact, defending himself. There was a sect in Corinth that sought to undermine St. Paul. And they even went so far as to deny that he was an apostle at all. So in a little bit of righteous indignation, St. Paul explains very clearly, I have spent myself. I have done everything possible to preach Christ's gospel.
Unknown computer.
And to help my fellow man. And in this way, he defends himself. But one of the things that he says in this epistle, and this I'd like to take for the subject for the sermon this morning, he says, in hunger and in thirst, and in fastings often. And St. Paul is not here complaining about fasting, but rather he's using it as an aspect of that great work he had done in being a minister of Christ. Fasting is a very, very good thing. We know this, of course, first because of the example of Christ himself. He went into the desert for 40 days and fasted before he embarked upon his public life. But I'd like to speak briefly about some of the advantages of fasting. First of all, it mortifies our flesh. We know that this is one of our three great enemies, the devil, the world, and the flesh. Concupiscence. We know that since the fall of Adam, our flesh, our body has been quite a burden. St. Paul talks about how we really have two people within us, the man of the spirit and the man of the flesh. And we know from experience how very true this is. Our Lord says it very plainly, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. How many resolutions do we make that we do not follow through? How many pious thoughts do we have that never find action? How well we know what it means to be good, but how hard it is to do it. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And this is why we must fast. This is why we must do penance. I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, says St. Paul. Into subjection. St. Francis had a rather affectionate name for his body. He would call his body Brother Donkey. He thought of his flesh and bone, as it were, a donkey that needed to be whipped into subjection. Yes, there is work that this brother donkey needs to do, but it is a stubborn, a misbehaving animal that needs to be brought into subjection. And this is why we do penance. This is why we fast. By way only of a side note, fasting indeed can be good for us physically too. Completely independent sources, secular doctors have attested to the fact that a yearly fast of about 40 days is fantastic for our health. Again, merely a side note, this is not the reason we do penance. This is not the reason we fast. But our Lord certainly knows what He is doing. He attaches these approbations, as it were. But again, we must be in charge of that man of the flesh, that brother donkey. A second reason that we fast, it strengthens us against that other enemy, the devil. Our Lord said some demons can only be cast out by prayer and by fasting. These two together. And we know that the devil's, one of his greatest allies is our concupiscence, is our flesh. That he does everything possible to convince us that comfort is what we ought to seek. We should just go ahead and eat what we want and when we want it. There's nothing wrong with that. He lulls us into this sense of comfort, this immediate gratification. And even if it is with something that is not illicit, this very quickly forms a habit. That we gratify ourselves whenever we are tempted. And very, very soon, this comes to things that are much more serious. The devil never stops trying to lull us into this love of comfort. St. Paul, in this morning's epistles, talks about this temptation of the flesh. He calls it a sting of the flesh, a buffet of Satan. He was tempted towards these sins of the flesh. The great St. Paul was tempted in this way. But grace was sufficient, as God told him. And St. Paul well knew that this was the demon that must be cast out by prayer and by fasting. Again, he says, I chastise my body. I bring it into subjection. If we want to be successful in this area particularly, we must follow St. Paul and fast. Bring our body into subjection. And Satan will have no power over us. A third motive for fasting is to do penance for sin. In the Gospel, according to St. Matthew, our Lord says, unless you do penance, you shall all likewise perish. The world is guilty of so much sin. And unfortunately, we ourselves have done our part to add to this guilt. My dear friends in Christ, we must do everything we can to atone for sin. We, of course, pray for God's mercy. But chiefly, we do penance. We are hard on ourselves. One mortal sin is enough to send us to hell forever. And perhaps we've committed many. Yes, we are forgiven in the confessional, but we still have a debt to pay. But even more than this, more than the fear of purgatory, we must look at our Lord on the cross. We look at our Lord in His passion. We look at our Blessed Mother meeting Him on the way of Calvary. St- standing beneath the cross. And our hearts ought to melt. We ought to want to do everything in our power to comfort them. If there were but some way that we could apologize for having caused this, I will do everything in my power to make up for it. As we begin Lent very soon, let us have these motives in mind. The church is a very wise mother, imposing on us this little penance every year. But we have to remember it is for us. It is for our own good. And as we fast, as we do penance, let us most especially have this supernatural motive. It is not just to lose a little weight. It is not even just to strengthen ourselves spiritually. We ought to have this true charity, this true love of Almighty God, a disinterested love. We are doing this because we love our Lord. And we only have to look at the crucifix to see how much He loves us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.